Yo, welcome back to another episode of Island Spot Sports. And before we get to our guest today, we have a big shout out for Living Sisu. Living Sisu is a platform and app that wants to give you all the tools to have success in your sport. Their main objective is to activate your lifestyle. So it's for active people. Enjoy discounts at companies like BioSteel, 30% off, Body Logics, The Goalie Guild, All's Books are discounted, Roan, Lululemon for men, 20% off, online stretching programs with Eccentrics, 1 full month free. They got super silent massage guns, 20% off those. And it's a great quality. It's way less expensive than a Theragun. And it's great quality. So there's so many more discounts that you guys will need to just become a member to see. So they want to provide you with anything you need for success. So come join the community. I'm a part of it. A bunch of other athletes are a part of it. So it's free to join. It takes 20 seconds to get exclusive offers to your sport. And it's definitely worth it. So do us a huge favor and go sign up for Living Sisu's membership. It's free, takes 20 seconds. So go do it and we'll see you there. Living Sisu is a great company. We know one of the co-founders, Zach Ficali. He's a great guy. He's the co-founder. He does a lot of live streams on Instagram at Living Sisu and with a bunch of elite athletes. And you learn a lot from like the athlete's determination, the resiliency, everything to what made them become successful. So it's been a great experience so far. So go on. I'm going to leave the link in the description. So go sign up.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of On Spot Sports. I'm Jack, and in today's episode, we are joined by a very special guest, good friend of the show, and a very familiar guest on the show, Dustin Bonesmith. Bones is previously on episode 42. Bones has been creating some awesome content over the last year and has been training with some unreal vintage gear. So it's going to be a good time to talk about gear, NHL, hockey, like content. So welcome back to the show, Dustin Smith. Bonesy, what's going on?
Yeah, not much, man. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, no problem. So how have you been? Like everything, like summer's been busy for you, I'm guessing. It's like how has summer been for you going into the fall now?
Yeah, it's been a lot of hockey, a lot of YouTube stuff. And yeah, like you said, just busy times, working too. So just kind of all over the place, really.
Yeah, how do you balance all that? Just a lot on your plate. Like, how do you separate that from everything else in life?
Honestly, like I have to stay pretty organized. Like I have a calendar that I fill out every month, and I kind of have to like stay ahead of things. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm like, man, I got a lot of stuff up there. So, especially with the NHL season coming up, you know, it's cool to start putting Preds games in on the calendar, and looking forward to getting after those again.
Are you still their e-bug in case they need you?
Yeah. So they decided to have the e-bugs back again this year because, you know, obviously they had the taxi squad guys last year. So no taxi squad this year. So it'll be fun to get back into being an e-bug again.
Yeah, a small chance to get into an NHL game, but you'll take that chance anytime.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so like – What have you been doing this summer? Like with your, like you've been doing some unreal adventures, like creating awesome content. Like what has been like the most fun things that you've been doing over the summer?
I mean, aside from like trying out vintage goalie gear and stuff like that, it's been cool meeting up with other people, like other YouTube people. Like, you know, I went to Florida to meet up with Steve McKeekin of Future Pro Goaltending. And then I met up with Charles Parker to Cooper Goalie, and, you know, he let me try out some really awesome vintage stuff. And then, you know, been able to meet up with, hang out with Casimir Kaskasuo a few times. Kane Van Gate came down and shot a video with us. So that's kind of been the most fun part for me so far.
Yeah. So like, what was it like going down to Florida and training with a legendary Steve McKeekin?
It was cool, man. It was a fun excuse to go on a trip too, you know, pop down to Florida. But, you know, having a one-on-one session with Keeks was great. You know, I knew he was going to put me to work, and he definitely made me work for it, but it was great. Yeah. I hope to do it again sometime, you know, maybe take a trip up to Toronto and see him again.
Yeah. That's unreal. What did you learn from him? Cause he knows so much about the position of goaltending. Like what you must've been like in awe with everything he knows about. Like, what it's like, what were those big takeaways that you took away from skating with him?
Well, he's really good at breaking down little skills. We worked on, you know, hand projection, and we did a decent amount of skating stuff, but, you know, he's really good at running you through a drill. And then when he sees something that he thinks he needs to be tweaked, he's really good at, you know, stopping things, letting you know, hey, like, you know, this is what I see. Let's change this up a little bit. You know, running through that specific skill, the specific skill again, until, you know, you get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Any excuse to go travel and play hockey, like, that's unreal. And you're going to take that every single time, because what's better than playing hockey in a different state?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I plan on doing moving forward here. You know, I really hope to line up a decent amount of trips and meet up with a ton of people.
You got to come down to Illinois soon, or come up to Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I have so many spots on my list. Like, Illinois would be sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, what was the ice like down in Florida? Because you always hear about how soft it is, because, like, the humidity. Like, what was your take from your point of view on the ice in Florida?
So the ice here in Nashville gets pretty soft over the summer too. I mean, there's a couple rinks that, you know, it's really tough over the summer to keep them in good shape. You know, the Centennial, it's our oldest rink, and over the summers, it's like, you know, every ice cut, it's a lake out there. So Florida wasn't that bad in comparison. You know, I didn't really think it was really too soft or anything like that. It was great for the session that we had.
Yeah, that's at least good. And a couple weeks ago, I played for my men's league team as a forward, and like the ice was an absolute lake. Like, it didn't get soft, or it didn't clear up until like the third period, and like the pucks were stopping everywhere. It was
pretty so crazy. Annoying. And, I mean, it's fun to play summer hockey like that, but like, yeah, those ice conditions.
But when you're trying to make a pass or a shot and it just stops all of a sudden, like that gets annoying, and like, slows the pace down, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then besides going traveling for hockey, obviously you've been creating some awesome content for YouTube. So like, what have you been doing there, and like, what kind of content have you been creating?
I've been trying to do a fun mix of like vintage stuff, talking about more like modern gear, you know, any kind of gear that I get, I try to do some fun content with. You know, I've been doing a lot of stuff with like VR and Sensorino, which I've really been enjoying. And then, you know, actually, I just got these vintage skates not too long ago. Going to give these a rip at some point. These are going to be super interesting. I tried them on. They fit great, but, you know, I still got to go get them sharpened. So I wonder
how they'll be on the ice with, like, with the movements and everything, and how much you have to adapt and change to it.
It's going to be crazy. You know, it's they weigh a ton, you know, especially compared to skates now. Like, they weigh so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, what's been, like, the most challenging part about creating content, like, especially when you go into, like, that creative block where you just can't think of anything? Like, have you had that happen recently?
I think over this last year doing YouTube, I might have had, like, you know, a few points here and there where I was like, man, I don't know what I want to do, and like, whatever. But I'm at the point now where I have so much stuff that I want to do that it's like almost overwhelming. It's like, man, like, you know, I gotta really kind of dial in on the, you know, one video at a time kind of thing. So, you know, I try not to put too much pressure on myself. If I decide, you know what, I want to take a little bit of a break, I, you know, take a little bit of a break. So these last couple of weeks, I haven't really done much, but I've got a handful of stuff lined up right now. Again, I'm looking at my calendar, I'm like, Jesus, man, I got a lot of work ahead of me. But it's all in good fun, man. I love it.
Hey, it keeps you busy, and there's nothing better than keeping busy, especially if you're organized and all that, and just you can do everything at once. Like I have a lot of stuff on my plate as well, and it's just makes everything more fun and more challenging as well. And who doesn't love a challenge when you're an athlete and you got to get over those obstacles?
Oh, right. Yeah. And I'm sure running a podcast too, it's got to be very similar to a YouTube. You know, you're constantly lining shit up and getting things going. So I can definitely see the comparison there.
Yeah, absolutely. I got like 6 or 7 more episodes in the queue, and it's a lot of editing as well. And like, I'm sure you have that too. Like, it's it editing is not easy. Like, it takes a while. So, like, how long does it take you to usually edit some of those videos?
Man, there's been some that have taken me like 3 or 4 days, and it's like, you know, I got to get after it for a few hours, put it down, come back at it. It's I've gotten a lot better at it over time, and I think that's been a fun part of it too, just learning different ways to edit and different cool things to put into videos. But you know, recently I really tried to like get everything set up like in a template, so I can just start a project up. I already have everything I need going, so I can kind of speed up that process, because you know, like you said, it takes a long time, and if I can cut down time there on editing, like, you know, just like anything else, get more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of editing styles do you use, or like what kind, like, do you have like certain points where you edit and just clip stuff? Like, how do you go about editing and just like the different styles that you could go?
Well, I don't really do too much like the vlog kind of style. I definitely plan to do a few of those. I think with the whole emergency goalie thing, it's a cool opportunity to do like, you know, things like day in a life of an e-bug. I think that'd be kind of fun and interesting. But yeah, that vlog style isn't really like something I'm entirely too comfortable with. I think Kazmir Kazkasuo talks about it a lot. You know, he's still building that confidence being in front of a camera and carrying around in public. So I'm not quite there yet. You know, I'm more, you know, I have the party room at the rink over here down the road for me. And, you know, the rink manager lets me go in there every once in a while, and I can just sit down, talk about gear, whatever I need to do. And then, I mean, as far as like editing, I usually have my talking points, and I like to cut between a couple different camera angles there. And then I just, you know, go out and get a bunch of really cool, fun B-roll stuff and make some cool looking slow-mo hockey stuff, really. Like, yeah, pretty much it.
It's all about the different angles, you know. Just you got to get the perfect angle at the perfect time.
Yep.
Yeah. So who's someone that you look up to that like of creating content? Like, I'm sure like Kaz is up there, and like KVG and like the things they created. But who is like the guy that you looked up to when starting this YouTube channel?
I think getting into the hockey space, you obviously have to look at, especially the goalie space, you have to look at guys like Kazmir Kazkasuo, Trevor Oilers, Kane Van Gate. You know, these guys have been doing it for a while, and you know, they've done a great job with it. But there's I got into like speaker building at one point years ago. I decided I want to build some speakers, and there was this YouTuber who has this whole YouTube channel based on speaker builds. And I just really liked his style. Like, it was kind of more of that sit down in front of the camera, explaining things, talking. But he also had this really cool, like almost artsy style of building. Like, you know, watching him build these speakers was just like so interesting to me. So I kind of tried to take a little bit of style, you know, pointers from his videos too. So it's a good mix of a lot of different people.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta pick parts and pieces apart and just put them together for to create your own original content. Like, that's what it's all about, is the content you're creating and just taking little bits and pieces that make other people successful.
Yep.
Just like in the goalie world, you just take some things from other goalies and test them out, even though sometimes you don't fully adapt to them, but you just try them out and see what works.
Yeah, it's funny how the goalie mind can kind of be applied to so many different parts of
literally everything.
Really anything. Yeah, it's kind of that's another one of those points of, you know, being a goaltender and how it really kind of gives you those life skills that you can apply to pretty much anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I've realized that anything I learned from goaltending, like, I use it as like in like any sport, any part of life. Like, it's interesting how it translates and makes you a better person, and like just everything that the sport brings you. Like, it's all valuable information that you use whether you're on the ice or whether you're off the ice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like getting into like the collabs, I guess you could say, with Kazmir Kazkasuo, Kane Van Gate, like what has been like those content videos like, and just what was it like just being around them and just shooting the shit and shooting videos for both you, all of the YouTube channels, actually?
Yeah, man, that was such a blast. Like, you know, skating with Kazkasuo was awesome. Just being able to skate with him, because, you know, I learned a lot just watching him play. But, you know, it was cool to do a couple of videos with him. But when KVG came down, you know, we're all sitting in the locker room hanging out, and I think we might have been in there just nerding out for gear for a good 15-20 minutes before we were like, oh guys, we got to get going, we got to go jump on the ice. So you know, they're both such great people, and you know, getting to hang out with KVG too a little bit while he was here was great. So yeah, it was just overall just such a good time. Like, videos or not, like you know, on top of the fact we're doing some awesome videos, was kind of a bonus.
Yeah, I know that skill competition that you guys did, and I forgot who won that. Was it KVG?
KVG. He pulled it off, yeah.
The beer league legend himself. He saw exactly. The e-bug and the NHL NHL goalie.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he pulled it off.
How much fun was doing that competition? Because I know just from the videos, you guys were having a blast no matter what you guys were doing. Like, it was just fun and games. Like, what was that whole day
It was great. I mean, you know, we had an hour of ice, and we had, you know, three different ideas that we wanted to do videos for each of us. So, you know, we were kind of pressed for time, so we tried to, you know, kind of running through things as quick as we could. But yeah, I mean, like, the comp was so much fun. Like, you know, just three goalies hanging out, having a good time, and you know, just being goalie nerds, really.
Yeah, when all the goalies get together, like, it's a fun time. You just go on the ice, hang in the locker room, like you said, and just, you can sit there for hours just talking with them, and like, time flies when you're just talking with them and just nerding out about goalie gear, just the position itself. Like, it's incredible.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So since you skated with Kazimir Kaskasuo, like, what have been some of the things that you learned from him, especially since you played in the NHL for the Nashville Predators last season on the taxi squad, and just learning from him and just skating with him and training with him? Like, what did you see that, like, that you're like, wow, like, I gotta, like, recreate that?
Well, I learned that I'm not as smooth as he is. Like, he's so good at making it look so easy, and, you know, you look at his hands and they're always in the right place, they're so calm, and you know, a puck almost seems to just go straight into his glove every time. Meanwhile, I'm over here like fighting for pucks, and you know, I feel like I'm really kind of, like I said, fighting for things. And but yeah, watching him play and you know, really seeing the amount of professionalism that he brings with him was you know, great to see. And you know, try to take a little bit of pieces here and there. You know, his preparation is huge. He gets to the rink super early, stretches, and he's on the foam roller, and you know, some things that I definitely should be doing more of, especially now that I'm getting older. You know, legs aren't as young as they used to be, but
Sucks getting older.
Oh, it really does. But yeah, it was great being able to see him play and, you know, really learn a lot from him.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think makes him so smooth, and just like, he barely has to move like a centimeter and it's already in his glove? Like, it's just silky smooth. Like, what do you get from just skating with him?
I mean, I think a lot of that comes from, you know, all the work that he's put in over the years to get to the place where he is now. He does, you know, a lot of his vision training, and part of me is like, man, that vision training must be paying off pretty well for him, because I mean, like I said, he sees the puck so well. But you know, at the same time, he's been working hard to get to where he's at. So you know, I just hope that maybe I can get there one day, but I'm not making any promises to myself.
Yeah, absolutely. But you just gotta try, you just gotta do whatever you can to get there. If you don't, at least you can say you tried. Like, that's the main thing. Like, you're going for it, you're trying for it. Like, that's all that matters.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and, you know, skating with guys like him, or even, you know, guys like Pekka or UC, and, you know, everybody else in the Preds, like, you can really see that separation that, you know, they're where they are for a reason. And it's like, wow, like, these guys are great. Like, I feel like I'm a good goalie. They're definitely on a whole different level. And you just kind of have to appreciate, like, you know, where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. So then going back to YouTube a little bit here, in content, like, where do you see your channel going in the future? Are you just doing it for fun and just hoping to bring like the e-bug content, like you said, and just like different point of views to get content out there?
Yeah, this is all just a big hobby for me. You know, I don't really, there's not a lot of money involved in it, at least right now. And I don't really anticipate there being a lot of money involved. But, you know, so if the real motivation is a fun hobby and an excuse to go out and travel for hockey at some point, meet up with some awesome people. You know, I think doing social media gives you an excuse to meet people like, you know, like Pavel Barber. You know, I plan on going up to Toronto, do a big trip, you know, meet up with him and then you know, meet up with as many people as I can.
Yeah, it's all fun and games. Like, you meet so many amazing people, and just you also go and create content, like even more content than normal. And it's just the experience, I guess you can say, because every place you go, every ice session you go on, like, it's a different experience, and it's different. So it's always fun when you're doing with someone else, someone new that you don't know, and you get to learn from them and just shoot the shit with them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a whole lifestyle, you know, that I'm obviously very interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to go into your vintage pads a little bit here. So like this summer you decided to change the goalie world by wearing that vintage set that you wear in your Instagram videos, your stories, your YouTube content. Like, what is it like wearing that vintage gear? Like, how do you start wearing that gear?
The gear is so different from modern gear. Like, obviously there has been so much changes in goalie gear. So to put on some old vintage gear and play a vintage style really kind of gives that whole new perspective to the position, which, you know, in turn, like, you know, I wear my vintage gear and then I go and put on my modern gear. And it's like, wow, man, like, it's night and day difference. But the vintage style is so much fun to play. Like, you know, just flailing your arms around, trying to play stand up, being more patient on your feet. But, you know, watching guys like Charles Partridge and Cooper Goalie doing his thing, you know, his gear collection is insane. But, you know, it really kind of gave me motivation to, you know, all right, like, you know what, I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to get some vintage gear. I want to try to play the vintage style and do it. It's been a blast.
How many chirps have you gotten? Like, what's been the chirps like when you go on the ice with that stuff?
It's just people call me old school. Like, I forget, one guy was like from the bench. I forget what name he was calling me, but like, you come out in vintage gear and everyone like kind of lights up. They're like, wow, this guy's really out here in vintage gear. Like, it's so cool. And, you know, it's obviously not something you see very often. So, you haven't really gotten too many chirps. Just, you know, people want to take pictures with you too. I know when Charles Partridge came down here to hang out, you know, he had three or four guys coming up taking pictures with him. You know, he had his old school face mask on. You know, again, something you never really see.
Yeah, so you've put that mask on before. It's like, what's it like from the modern mask to that mask? And like, is it a lot like more, you're more nervous in that because it's not as protective?
Man, this thing right here, like, honestly, so I've only worn this on the ice once for the KVG and the Kazmir shoot, and it was honestly almost scary how I didn't even think about it. Like, you know, I had my buddy just kind of like, he wasn't shooting too hard or anything like that, you know, we're just having fun. But just like it would with any other mask, like, I didn't think about it at all, like, which is kind of scary to me because it's like, obviously it's just a face mask. You know, if I'm diving around for these pucks and playing, you know, I could get popped in the head. And I think it's just a matter of time when that actually does happen. And then, you know, maybe I'll start second guessing, like, you know, I got this mask on. But yeah, I was impressed with that. Like, it didn't even cross my mind when I had it on. Like, it was just like playing with any other helmet.
Is the eye holes like the same as like the cat eyes, and just like how you can, like, it's just perfectly, you can see and nothing's like in the way?
I wouldn't say it's perfect. I mean, it's definitely, you know, there's the peripherals aren't as as open as like a cat eye or even from a combo. I feel like the combo masks, like, they're so open compared to even like a modern mask now. But yeah, the vision's definitely not perfect, but I was impressed with the sight lines out of there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've also worn the combo mask. Like, what's been like the biggest differences that you noticed from the modern mask to the combo mask and then to the vintage goalie mask as well?
Well, if I ever go out to like an open ice, like stick and puck or anything like that, just to work on skating, like if I know I'm not gonna jump in a net or, you know, take any shots, I'll bring my combo mask because it breathes so well. And especially if I'm bagging myself, like I can take all the extra air I can get. So yeah, you know, it's which is good. I love getting out and working on some skating stuff just to, you know, get out and work on goalie things. But yeah, the combo breathes a lot better than the modern mask. Obviously not as protective, but you know, the face mask doesn't breathe very well at all. You know, obviously it's right there on your face, but it's just so cool to have that thing on and skate around with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you ever think you're going to go to try the COVID mask that Kaz has been wearing and try that out for a little bit?
It was actually pretty cool seeing that in person. You know, I'd seen pictures and obviously videos of him wearing it, talking about it. And I think that's kind of like the perfect modern and combo mix. Obviously it looks like a combo mask, but it's, you know, strong and built like a modern mask. So yeah, I mean, like those things are super cool, and you know, if it came down to it, I'd probably get one. Like you know, I'd probably get his specs too, because I think he has his own kind of specific specs for the mask. But yeah, man, that's such a cool mask.
Yeah, just from his videos you could tell that he really likes that mask over the other masks that he's worn. Just it's a lot more breathable, I think he said in one of his videos. Like, it's just, it's awesome seeing, like, the development of how, like, goalie masks are going, and, like, goalie pads and all that, and just how the direction of the technology is going.
Yeah, right.
What do you think is going to happen in the future with goaltending, with, like, the technology coming in, just, like, the new pads, the graphics, like, all that?
Like I think goalie gear, you can only do so much with it. You know what I mean? Like, I think we're already starting to see things like, you know, different foams, you know, harder rebounds. I think really we're just going to see new trends kind of come up, whether it's an old trend that gets recycled or, you know, a new material gets used that kind of changes things up a little bit. But I think until, you know, if the NHL, for whatever reason, hopefully they don't change the pad sizing again. I think until there's a big major shakeup in the goalie gear world and industry, like, I think there's not going to be too much change. I think a lot of companies have really kind of refined everything down to, I don't know, like almost like the peak performance of pads. I think we're almost in this golden era of goalie gear where everything is just like, everything is good, man. Like, no matter where you go, it's all great.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you get, like, you can just tell that it's like super protective. The technology is to the best it can be right now, and like that everything is just super smooth. And I like the way that goaltending like technology is going, because like the pad graphics are even getting a lot better as well, and just the pads are getting lighter, which is also makes everyone quicker as well. And just like, it's mm-hmm. just, it's growing and growing, and it's awesome to see, especially from where it started, like how the old school pads used to be and to the new pads now. Like, it's night and day difference.
Yeah, right. And you know, you can really pick a pad or a set of gear that really fits your style specifically. You know, it's not just all the same exact thing across the board. You know, there's a really good diverse, you know, pieces of gear out there now.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, what do you notice about like the weight difference between like the, your vintage set and then the modern set that you have now, the Trues?
Oh man. I mean, like the weight is definitely to be expected, with vintage stuff. I mean, honestly, getting these skates, I don't know why I didn't really think they were going to be super heavy, but I pulled them out of the box and I was like, holy cow, man, these things are absolute cinder blocks.
Bricks on your feet.
Oh, dude. I'm actually really interested to see how those feel like actually skating on them. But yeah, like you said, like pads nowadays just keep getting lighter and lighter. And it's almost like how, like right when you think you've got the lightest pad ever, you know, a company comes out and says, we've got a pad that's even lighter than that. So like I said, I think moving forward, you'll probably see, you know, some materials kind of change up a bit, and pad will probably start getting lighter, and, you know, maybe a different trend in some sort of strapping or something like that. But, man, like I'm along for the ride. I'm dialed in. I'm hooked on goalie gear, just like most other goalies.
Yeah. Same here. And just going into Lefave a little bit, since you're wearing Lefaves, like they're still the lightest pads on the market, right?
I don't know if they're the lightest. I think Warrior might have had the lightest pad there for a while, but you know, my 20.1s are definitely the lightest pad that I've had so far. You know, I'm hoping to maybe get in a set of 12.2 at some point. You know, they've been teasing a lot with 20.2, so I don't know. It's, you know, being in Lefebvre gear as long as I have, it's really cool to see, you know, them develop and progress the way they have, and you know, this whole expansion with True, and so you know, it's exciting to see where they go from here.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're in love with your Lefebvre and just love them a lot.
Yeah, I really do. Like I got a 1 year review coming up, and you know, I've done so many videos on my 20.1s. I was just gonna do a quick little like 3 minute kind of update 1 year review thing, but the quality, man, like it's top notch. Like I've never had pads that like have held up as well as these pads have. So you know, anything out of the Lefebvre factory, man, like I've seen some really quality stuff come out of there.
Yeah, that's unreal, because I'm hoping to get into some Lefebvre or Trues sometime soon, and I've heard nothing but good things about them, and I can't wait to try them out, because just seeing how light they are, and just how like smooth, especially the rotation system, like it's getting me excited to try them out.
Oh yeah, you gotta try them for sure.
Yeah, so how is the rotation system on it, or have you noticed it a lot?
So it's, at first I was into more of like an open leg channel, and this kind of seemed like a bit more of a tight system, and you know, I wasn't really sure at first, but it feels great. The rotation at first was kind of strange. I felt like it would kind of roll onto its face a little bit, and I think a lot of people have had that issue too, but you know, playing around with the strapping, and I think if you drop with kind of a more narrow butterfly, it tends to kind of have some issues. But I actually recently changed the strapping up a lot, and I'll talk about that in my review actually. But I had my buddy Steve, I forget how to pronounce his last name, it starts with a P, but you know, I don't want to butcher his last name, but he actually recommended it to me, and you know, I was kind of blown away by it. You know, I changed everything up and it felt almost like a different pad. So yeah, the rotation system, like I said, it's kind of like a new I don't want to say a trend, but like, you know, kind of this new direction that Lefebvre has gone with their strapping, and it's totally different from anything they've had before.
Yeah, that's unreal. I can't wait to try. I can't wait to see how the rotation system is, and like that, just this talk's getting me excited to try out some new Lefebvre and new Trues.
Yeah, dude, for sure. I love my set.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to go into transition to hockey and the NHL a little bit here, since preseason is in full swing for the NHL. Hockey's coming up, regular season's coming up in less than 2 weeks, I would say. So like there's been so many different like guys going to new teams, so many trades, signings. So like what have been some of your favorite signings, especially on the goalie side, and just being able to see all these new guys and in different jerseys, and like new pads are coming out?
Yeah, honestly, like seeing these Seattle Kraken pads, and you know, Driedger and Grubauer, and that's really had my interest, you know, going into the regular season here. You know, it's really cool seeing a new expansion team, and I think they did a great job with all the colors, and obviously like Driedger's Bond pads look sick, and you know, even Grubauer's 12.2s look awesome too. So yeah, that's been kind of the coolest thing for me to check out.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything works with Seattle's colors. Like their jerseys pop out so much, and like the pictures that you've seen on NHL's Instagram, Facebook, like it just pops out, and like the colors work so well. And then you got Driedger's pads, Decord, Grubauer, like all those pads are just simple, or they're simple, but like they're very effective. And you know, obviously Driedger's is like with the tentacles and everything like that. He has an unreal setup, and it's just a lot of fun just seeing like a new team and just like the direction that these goalies are going.
Yeah. It's cool to see the NHL did a pretty good job with, you know, just their style. I'm excited because the opening night here for the Preds is against Seattle. So it'll be cool, like, getting back in the regular season and, you know, seeing this new expansion team all in one.
Yeah, so what do you think is gonna happen to Seattle this year? Like, do you think they're gonna be another Vegas, or do you think they're gonna be like a mid team, or like just not do so well?
I think the same thing with Vegas. It was like, you know, nobody really knew, and then, you know, they just kind of took off, and they ended up in the final that first year, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll see Seattle in a final their first year like we did Vegas, but who's to say, man? Like, you know, they could absolutely come in and just tear it up. And it's, you know, again, kind of that team of misfits that Vegas was when they first started. So I don't know. It's exciting. You know, it definitely shakes things up in the NHL.
Yeah. That's the good thing about the NHL. You never know what to expect besides like Tampa winning the last two Stanley Cups. But besides that, like, you never know what to expect. The Canadiens made the Cup final this year. Like, you never would have expected that. And just, there's so many different like underdogs that in the league right now, and it's just going to be an exciting year to just to see how well these teams do and like what their style and like how they're going to play. Like, it's going to be a fun season.
Yeah, especially coming off a COVID season last year. I'm sure a lot of guys are excited to get back into, you know, the swing of things, being a little more normal, and you know, getting back into going to games again. You know, for me, I'm excited about going back and watching games again.
Yeah, absolutely. Seeing teams live, being the Nashville and the Bridgestone Arena again, like that, I'm sure you're very excited for that. And just to see the team again, see the boys play, and just maybe get into an NHL game one day.
We'll see.
Yeah, but so would you say that Seattle's probably like the team that you're most excited to watch this year?
Well, yeah, I think they kind of have you know, being a new team, they have a lot of attention drawn to them. So it's, they got a big spotlight. So it'd be interesting to see what they do with it. You know, obviously interested to see how the Preds, you know, do this year. And then you got to watch Tampa. Like, they won it twice in a row. And, you know, I think they're going to be hungry for a third, but yeah, got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, absolutely. How crazy would it be if Tampa gets three in a row?
It'd be unreal. But the thing is, I don't think it would surprise a lot of people either. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I know the Preds have a stadium series game here in Nashville, and I want to say it's against Tampa. Like 87.7% sure it's Tampa.
87.7. That'll be a fun game to watch if it is against Tampa, especially like being outdoors and everything. Like, that's gonna be one game to watch because you got UC Soros going against Andre Vasilevsky, like two top tier goaltenders, like going at it, and like it'll be a good matchup for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, so I got a few more questions. So like, what, like going into this season for E-Bug, for you, like what are you most excited for, and just like to be with the guys, or like what, or just be at the games again?
I mean, just going to games again is kind of a big part. You know, obviously the opportunity to maybe play a game is pretty awesome, but I don't know. It's a tough situation because you don't want to see a goalie get hurt, let alone two goalies get hurt. Yeah, it'll be great to get back to going to games again. And, you know, we'll see if I get invited out to any practices this year. Yeah, either way, man, I'm pumped.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then my final question for you is, what's not hockey related, but like, what's your favorite pump up song?
Pump up song. You know what? Like, I've been getting into a lot of lo-fi hip hop beats, mostly just like looking for songs for like YouTube videos and stuff. But, you know, every once in a while, I'll catch a couple songs in a row that get me pretty hyped up. Not the most hype thing, because considering it's mostly the most chill music ever, but yeah, I get into it.
Hey, anything to get you going, like that's pump up music. Doesn't matter what kind, as long as it gets you pumped up, like that's all that matters.
Right.
Yeah, but Bonesy, thank you again so much for coming on the show for a second time, and I'm sure we're gonna have you on the show once again sometime soon in the future. I appreciate your time like always, and I look forward to maybe seeing you in a Nashville jersey soon, and You got to come down to Illinois. You got to come up to Illinois, and I'll come down to Nashville one of these days as well.
Yeah, man. A lot of fun, exciting things coming up.